Welcome.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh, let me turn this off.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome one and all to the greatest fucking podcast in the world. Damn. We are back for episode 4.
That's a hell of an intro.
Let's go.
Thank you.
How y'all doing today?
Amazing.
That's beautiful. How you doing, Randy?
I'm not making it to the gathering of the Juggalos this year, and I'm upset.
Shut up, Randy.
Fuck is that?
So he likes Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, I know, but where the fucking fuck are they gathering?
How do they work? I don't know where they gather. It's just funny, and Danny Brown goes, and he gets Vago sprayed on him and says, because that's how Danny Brown laughs.
You look like a Danny Brown if he was white.
You kind of do.
Caucasian Danny Brown?
You're just not missing a tooth. Is he still missing a tooth? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. I've never looked in his mouth like that.
That's like one of the main things.
Past the new Danny Brown, the clean cut Danny.
Oh, he's clean cut now?
Yeah, he cut that shit off his
Yeah, he's got like a flat top.
No, he's got a buzz. He could have waves if he brushed his hair.
Mm. Hmm. Okay.
So he can go and get a job now, like a regular job.
I mean, he's a rapper. Does he need to get a job?
With a voice like that, that man could not have any regular job, in customer service.
Do you know his story, though? His story was like when he put out that first album, when he got like popping, he was still working at like Walmart or something, or
really?
Target. Yeah. He was still working a regular job.
Oh, shit.
So
imagine just working a regular job, walking out, and be like, I'm about to be rich.
Or they're like, damn, you Danny Brown. He's like, yeah, where the toilet paper at?
Since we're on the topic of rappers, have you listened to my boy 6ix9ine?
Bro, fuck 6ix9ine, oh, snitch ass, rat ass, bitch ass, nyaga.
Besides all those negative tones you put on there, this man has dropped hot music.
That song is not hot.
Is catchy.
If it's catchy, give me a memorable line from that. I don't know why I couldn't just say that.
Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, give it to me.
Go ahead, Randy.
Are you stupid or you dumb?
Are you stupid or you dumb?
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Nah, that song is fucking trash.
I don't know. Hear that motherfucker go, what's he say? He's like, I don't dick ride, I don't blink slide, something. I don't know. The beat that is like the shit.
But his beats are all the same. And that blicka shit he says, like he says that in every song.
You want me to be honest? Future song all sound the same. All of Drake's songs sound the same. Passion cups with miles away. God's plan.
But they're not out here like doing federal crimes and shit and then snitching on people to get out of it. You knew the consequences were there.
And I
feel
you on that, and I will only listen to the song if it's being played through Gary's phone because I refuse to give him the penny that comes with my Spotify listen. I feel you. I do not like him as a person at all, but the song is catchy, and if it's being played outside of my thumbs and control, I'm not going to be 100% mad.
I'm just saying that man Meek Mill tweeted about him.
What did Meek Mill say? Because I saw everyone saying Meek Mill's punching the air right now,
bro.
Meek
Mill needs to stay off of Twitter. That fool never wins nothing.
But the whole thing was like Meek Mill went to jail on his own record. Like he didn't do anything.
Accord.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I take that out. I'm fucking retarded. But he went to jail because of past felonies, right? So he broke his
parole.
Parole, and then went back.
Yeah.
So.
And then who was he beefing with when he first got out of jail? Oh, Drake. Yeah, it was Drake because it was the whole Nicki Minaj thing.
Wait, no. I think that was the first time he went to jail, right? And then he went back because he was like doing wheelies in the street or some shit.
I don't know. See, I don't pay attention to Meek Mill. That fool got a stupid voice.
I like Dreams and Nightmares. That was cool. And then that album he put out, like once he got out, was decent. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Meek Mill. I don't think anyone's a huge fan of Meek Mill, to be honest.
I can't say I've liked his Dream Chasers. Is that a mixtape or album? It was solid, but it wasn't like I can go off the back and tell you like a freaking quote.
Yeah, no, it wasn't great, but that's cool.
You got that tweet yet, Gary?
I'm trying to find it, bro. I'm trying to Hold on.
Oh Lord.
6ix9ine tweet. It was on
It happen like right after?
It happened right after pretty much to sum it up, Meek Mill was like, y'all gonna let this rat live on the streets and do all this, that, and other. And 6ix9ine tweeted, like, you got kids to worry about. I got these numbers to worry about. Go raise your family.
Damn.
That is not what he said at all.
Then what'd he say?
He said, how you gonna just have a kid and be worrying about a Mexican with rainbow hair?
Oh, so all that was directed towards Meek. I thought he was just saying that in general.
No.
Oh, no. My man. Damn. I mean, he kind of got him because Meek ain't back. Never done numbers like that. I mean, I don't think anyone's doing numbers like that right
now.
Bro,
2 million on Instagram Live.
No, I'm not even talking about that. He
broke Instagram Live records, 2 million, and then
the YouTube record.
Right now, YouTube.
He's got to be at 50 mil right
bro,
now.
Bro, Randy and I were chilling literally an hour in the shop. We were sitting there, and I was like, it was at 41 million. Then we went to go drop off the flowers, and we came back. It was literally an hour, and he was at 49 million.
Wait, no. I thought, oh, okay. So the record was, I think, 40 million in 24 hours.
Really?
Because it was Eminem. He broke Eminem. He broke an Eminem record.
I can't be mad. You know, I listened to what he was saying. I know this is going to sound stupid. Like, these dudes fucked his baby mama and stole money from him.
Oh, wait, okay. I don't know exactly, like, the whole story of, like, how he went to jail, because I don't give a fuck about 6ix9ine, but can you break it down? Because I really don't know.
He was involved with this, I want to say the Treyway, which was a gang. So what he pretty much a blood gang, and if I'm getting this right, if y'all know more than me, then y'all can comment below or whatever. He pretty much bought his way into a gang, and the way it worked is when he performed, they would take a percentage of the money from his performances to portray himself as a blood member. And then what happened in the end, they started taking more than they agreed upon, and on top of that, they was fucking this dude's baby mama.
So he kind of paid his way into the
So imagine if we was chilling here and we was like certified gangsters, legit hood dudes, right? And then this goofy looking color head motherfucker was like, yo, I want to get big, but I need y'all. So let me portray that I'm a blood, put it out there, which he did with that first shit when he was on the block with all those bloods.
You know what this kind of sounds like, and people are going to be really upset?
Don King and Mike Tyson.
No, this sounds like randomly when fucking Lil Wayne started fucking claiming bloods on.
And then, but before like he was Crip, right?
No, I don't think he was anything, but it was on like the Drought 2 or Drought 3 where he's just like, I'm blooding, and everyone was like,
Think about that. Him and Chris Brown. When did Chris Brown become a blood?
Wait, what? Chris Brown's claiming bees?
Yes.
And when Soulja Boy did the same shit when he was like, I'm from Compton, but...
I remember that, the soo, soo, soo.
So it's like, all right, some of our own heroes, I'm not saying Chris Brown's my hero, I'm saying Lil Wayne.
Nah, it's got to be Brice Brown.
I wouldn't say hero. I would say the
rap accolades.
Legends? Accolades?
Legends.
what can we call them?
Influencers. They're way more
social than influencers.
Lil Wayne is definitely up there in the pantheon of like greatest rappers of all time.
I would put him up there.
I would actually put him.
Don't forget the F is for phenomenal. Even I know that starts with a P.
Just like real G's move in silence, like lasagna.
Bro, the G in lasagna is silent.
Yeah, I know.
I had to always think about that when I was like lasagna, because you know my non-spelling. I was like what?
He was like L-A-Z-A.
There's been like certain lines that like just in rap in general. I'm kind of getting off topic though. But remember when we listened to 2 Chainz for the first time? And we were just like, what did he just say?
He said, I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cabinet. And we sat there like, what? And it was like a kitchen cabinet because we thought W-O-U-L-D, but he meant W-O-O-D because we were like, oh, a kitchen cabinet's made of wood.
And it took y'all minutes to think
of? No, it wasn't like minutes, but for some reason, it was the first time we listened to this album. And I was just like, wow, that's a bar. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I forgot who else we were with, but we were all just like.
It was with Jordan.
Wow.
We were sitting in there because Jordan was telling the story about how.
Like Jordan, from Discord Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was explaining the story how his girl threw a phone at him to me.
And then
you were like, yeah, the bitch threw a phone. I was like, what? But yeah.
That was hilarious.
And the bitch threw a phone like a kitchen cabinet.
Nah, they were like fighting, and for some reason they were in my room at the time. And she says something to him, and he's just like, you know what, whatever. Like, super chill, though. And she had a BlackBerry, And he was actually sitting right in front of my computer screen.
Uh-huh.
So, and I saw her. She tossed the BlackBerry and hit my man dead in the center of his forehead. And I'm just, like, looking at him. I'm looking at her. I'm looking at him. I'm like, oh, shit. Is he going to kill her, like, right in front of me? But he literally just, he got up. He was just like, you know what? I'm cool. I was like, damn, Jordan, you're a strong fellow. I would have choked the life out of that bitch.
You say that now until a female like actually hits you. Like it hits different when you know you could, like, you know that one time I accidentally hit you and you wanted to murder me, but you're like, it was an accident. And you just stopped. You got to think about that. But a female only has so much power. I'm not underestimating a female.
But he got hit directly in the forehead with a BlackBerry.
Bro, I've got socked in the jaw, and it took
like
a BlackBerry, bro. A BlackBerry hard as fuck. I remember when I got my Sidekick thrown, and we seen how far So you tell me right now, girl, you have a girlfriend in the future, Josh. She clock you in the head with an iPhone, dead square in the face by the round corner too, in the temple. Are you gonna clock her? Or are you just gonna stop, assess, walk out? Now, this is a hypothetical situation you cannot control right now until, like, the rage comes to your body. I'm just trying to think
of, like, anything. Megan did some shit to piss me off one time, but, like, it wasn't, like, rage like that. But it broke my phone, and I felt that rage, and I was just like, I wasn't going to hit her, but I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do, so I had to leave the situation.
That's what you got to do. You just got to walk away.
I had to leave. Like, it would have to be, like, I don't know. It would be however much I cared about her.
I feel like you wouldn't hit a woman.
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't, but I would be very upset. I might break up with her over it. Like, fuck that shit.
That
like,
makes sense.
That's fair.
Yeah, you throwing fucking BlackBerries, whatever, Sidekicks, cell phones.
Why do women feel they need to, like,
destroy shit?
Destroy, obliterate, and then they just walk away nonchalant. But if you did the same thing to them, like, the world stops. The world must stop.
I was thinking about that for some reason the other day. I don't remember why, but, like, women key car. Because when women get mad at us, they try to destroy our things, and I just don't understand that.
I don't like that.
Like, that doesn't make.
Call me fat.
Because I saw, yeah, right. I saw some girl, I think she was on Twitter, like, she was cutting up somebody's shoes.
That's just
he cheated.
She cut off the tongue?
No, she was like cutting through the sole of an Air Force One. So you know my whatever dude did, like she was hot to, bro, cut, to through, cut through
an Air Force One.
That's like 3 inches of rubber.
That's like, yeah, cutting through a work boot,
right?
That bitch cut that shit with 10 snips, like, and a fucking blowtorch.
Like a girl do something that's like, and then the worst part I've ever felt is like when you get mad, your girl will get mad at you for getting mad. Now you got to tell her sorry.
Yeah.
And you sit there and it's like, I'm sorry. And it's like, no, you're mad at me. Don't talk to me. Like, huh?
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this shit don't make any sense.
I don't understand females.
Y'all confused.
Right?
Oh, yeah, they do. I remember when my what was it? The Forerunner, the window got broken. And I think I know who it was, but it's just like, why do you do shit like that? Like, why do females fuck with people's cars?
I think they're, like, with Voldemort. Like, you know how he had his posse of dumb fucks? Like, they're all under, like, all females, like, have that, like, that dark side. The half-blood prince type shit, you feel me?
I mean, but for me, like, I could understand, like, you or even Randy with the car, like, but I don't give a shit about my car. Like, you break my window, all you're doing is costing me more money.
I remember Josh got his window broken on the Jeep, and I was like, because Rodney comes over, he's like, man, I'm not wanting to leave my car here. I was like, our neighborhood's pretty safe. He's like, bruh, somebody just broke this window. And I was like, oh, shit, this is my cousin. I was like, Josh, somebody broke your window. He's like, huh? He's like, fuck. Man, did they take anything? I'm like, nah, they just broke your window.
I've had actually many windows broken now that I'm thinking about it.
Mind you, I've parked my car on the street, no tent, bold ass fucking cage, and across the street is Josh's window broke.
But that's how I know it's personal. Like, it's not just some random shit. Like, it's a personal, it's some type of vendetta.
Right? This was a hit.
This is Scout.
Oh, okay.
It might be.
Stay off the scout, kid. I remember. All right, this is time for sus time with Uncle Gary, Josh, and Cousin Randy. Somehow, many, many, many years ago, I stumbled upon this album, this app called Scout. It is a suspect ass dating app that consists of girls who only take pictures chin up. Random lady boys and gay dudes.
Do you think it's a dating app?
I don't think it's a dating app. The way it was displayed upon me, a female friend of mine was like, hey, you should try this app. You might be able to find car people on it. I was like, I like car, me download app. Wrong. I get hit up by every freaking tortilla eating, yeah, chancla wearing, sharp hot Cheeto finger stained girl in the South Boyle Height area, like, hey daddy, you trying to hang? That wasn't Casper. And I'm like, who is you? And then this is that time. It's a time where I wasn't in a relationship and I wasn't on speaking terms. So I won't lie, I met up with a few of these Cheeto stained girls.
But it was just like every girl that you would meet up with Scout, it was just like it wasn't normal. Like, nothing was ever normal. I remember walking into some girl's house, Black Hole.
Black Hole? Was that her name?
That's her nickname for obvious reasons. She got that Neil Tyson Degrassi coochie.
Yeah, like, there was dogs. There was, like, shit near the front door. I'm just like, what am I doing right now? Like, this is, like, I was in the barrio. Like, it was fucking weird. The barrio of Chino. But Scout's fucking weird, man.
Man,
I remember I got catfished too.
He got catfished.
Like, I'm a large dude.
And did you smash though?
No, I did not.
Just tell the truth.
No.
Did you get your meat licked?
Did you? Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Good.
But, say it with confidence.
But, right? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You got your dick sucked. It doesn't matter what the bitch looked like.
It kind of does. Like, she was big.
It doesn't matter. I was hot.
I want to put it like this. I've seen Josh with women in the few years, and I have seen them. They are nice, milky-looking ladies, but they always have
a mustache.
No mustache.
Next tangent is, what, Gary?
Why do light-skinned girls have mustaches? But no, like for real, like, I was on there, and I was like, that's the first time I ever received a dick pic. And it was the second time in my life.
You received a dick pic?
I've received a dick pic two times in my life. Two times. I've told Josh about one of them. And one of them was on Scout. I was hanging like, hey, bro, what's good? Hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, at the time, I'm like, cool. What's up? Trying to hang out? No, not really. Boom. I'm like, okay.
But Gary would go, like, on dates with these Scouts girls, which is kind of
funny.
Oh, I thought
you were going to say these guys. No. I was like, whoa!
No, like, I've never met any of his Scout girls. Actually, I don't think I've met any other girl other than his girlfriend or two girlfriends. But, like, he would tell me the stories of these girls, and, like, he would take them to Red Robins. Or
he fucked
a girl for pizza.
Hold on.
For pizza?
Hold on.
She had a Batman cape.
Hold on. No, this is what happened. I went on, like, two dates from this app, right? One, this one girl, we went to Red Robins. We met up, like, in this common place. And she's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, it's going well in yourself. And then we go into Red Robins, we talking, and she's salivating the whole time we talk, and like her lips are like, And I'm like, And then she was like, I had a good time. I'm like, me too. And then like she's like, you want to see something? And I'm like, huh? And then she shows me her titty. And at that moment, Josh happens to call. He's like, hey, man, what you doing? I was like, you need help? All right, cool. I'm on my way. And she's like, where are you going? I thought we was going to do something. I was like, I kind of got to go because my cousin needs my help. And she's
you pulled the emergency cord.
The emergency cord.
Hit like, the I'm code red.
I'm nasty. I'm big nasty. But it was like, I got standards. You drooling.
See, that's how I felt with the girl that fucking catfished me. Like, I was so mad that I tried to take a picture of her on my Snapchat, and I think I sent it to them. I was just like, what in the fuck? She was in like a Nissan. What's the smallest Nissan?
Like a Sentra.
But she, Jinx? Bruh, but she was probably like 600 pounds, bruh.
I don't give a fuck. That means she's got a 40-pound neck.
Yeah, like when I was walking up to the car, I noticed it was like like a little lower than it should be. I was like, oh, she got a lower
Sentra. I seen that when girls get big, they get out cars, their car goes whoop whoop. It's like a pre-dip before they, because when they get out, they move, and right?
Yeah, so, they shimmy.
So what they do is they throw their legs out first, and then they get out like fucking how I tried to get out that RX-7 today. Yeah. It just...
But it's like, we're bigger dudes. Like, you get a bigger car. Like, it's simple.
I mean, I drive a Prius.
Or stiffer springs.
Right? Yeah, like...
But Josh, you
that's
fit in
the Prius. I kind of fit in the Prius.
Josh, you're just tall, so certain things limit you, but it's not like you big.
Yeah,
big.
You're not wide.
Oh, we found on that.
You're plenty
that
wide, card. But you're not like...
the hard drive.
What did you find out there?
So there was pictures of titties, there's pictures of family, and then there was skinny Josh.
Oh, yeah.
There's skinny Josh... Semi-skinny Josh, and then...
and then large Josh.
And no, it's like when your chin was like mine. So it was... you was on a boat, you said, yeah, nigga, we on a boat! And I was like, all right, he's
there's
on...
There's a video on there?
Some videos of you.
Where was this?
It was yours with you and your and Sophie. Y'all had, was like on driving a boat or something. And then...
Oh, we were on... Okay, yeah.
It was like you was on a lake or something.
Is Sophie Did a you, dog?
Huh?
Were there any pictures of like a black girl on there?
I didn't bother to look. Just Gilbert and I were looking.
It was like sidekick quality pictures though.
So I think the pictures I saw were literally just right click, copy, save photos.
Okay, yeah. So okay,
yeah.
And there was no because that's why I was like, I wouldn't have any of my like personal shit.
It wasn't like I was nosy enough to see like, hey, let's see.
Oh no, yeah, that sounds like something you would do.
I would definitely look for random titties, not like off the internet titties. Like, ooh, if it's titties, just like, wait, what's this? Titty up, no, yeah. And no face. That
happened to me in high school, where kind of the same situation where someone had my phone, and I didn't realize like what was on it, and this girl that I was dating. The time bleep that out she like there was hella naked pictures in there, and like one of the teachers had the phone and saw it, and he was just like, the way he reacted was kind of weird, so I think my man was a pedophile.
Had to be.
But he was like, oh, is this I was like, the fuck? I was like, give me my fucking phone. But he brought it up to her.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, so why did Mr. blah 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 see my pictures? And I'm just like,
well, me and him are really tight, you know, and he just asked me if I knew anything, so I showed him.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what did he say to you? And she was like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what he said, because like,
he said the carpets match the drapes.
Yeah, like, what would he say to her? Would he say like, how do you shouldn't be that? Sending pictures like that?
He said, hey, or, nice puss.
How do you go about that? Like, you see like, in my head, I'm like, the correct thing is like, yo, man, just take your phone back. Cut the shit. Like, or like.
Because we were cool. Like, because he was a younger teacher. Okay. He was probably like 26.
Oh, so he knew it was like, hey, man, these some nice titties. Do you say that in the event that you know these are high school titties?
I'm not going to lie. I think like at the time, because I kind of looked up to him and he saw it, and I was like, yeah, like I got the titties, blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, you smashed. I think we like kind of had a conversation okay. like that. But then like, why bring it up to her? Like, are you fucking weird?
That had to be so. So
she was like, how many other people saw it? And I was just like, damn. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, like,
you're like, no one, just the adult.
Yeah, I was like, no, like three of the homies were there too. And I just like didn't know. I fucked
damn,
up.
Damn, you're going to have to bleep a lot of those words out.
Did I say it?
You said it more than once.
Yeah.
You that. Said it once too.
Did I?
You did.
Forgive me. Yeah. It's just natural reaction.
It's all good, player. That's what we have Nabil for. Uzbin? What's his name?
Oh,
Boofmar?
What's your boy's name? Bakuzan?
Basil? Bro,
stop disrespecting my boy.
Bakuzan, you fucking idiot.
His name is Baru.
Bro, I was Bakuzan. Baru. I was close.
That is not fucking close.
I'm sorry, Baru. Don't beat me up, bro. You got one of those off. Bro, I'm sorry. Don't beat me up.
He should start a cover band and call it Baroon 5.
Randy, go home.
Bye.
Get the fuck out of here.
Randy, you're done for the day. I'm sorry.
but let's get back to the topic of what were we talking about? 6ix9ine, and then we segued into this shit.
Somehow we went from blood snitching to you having titties in your phone. What kind of phone was it?
It was a Sidekick. It was a Sidekick too.
Oh, damn. So them titties was green anyway. Because usually, if they're dark pictures, everything turned green.
Nah, but it was like low key. Somehow, girls could still take decent pictures, like really? Even with those fucked up phones.
You know why? It had that thing on the back, that shit that you see in the drive-thrus.
Oh, so the
you
reflector.
See, yeah,
yeah.
Like that little bowl with mm-hmm. the fucking chrome on it.
Or it was like a Razer phone where you could see the outside with the outside screen. So they were still decent pictures. Like.
Somehow, I found my old dick pics from a Sidekick 3.
That's what I was hoping you didn't find in there. That's your dick what pics. That's what I was worried
yeah,
about.
Yeah, bro, I wouldn't want to see your dick.
That's what I was like. Yeah. I was going to tell you, hey, don't go looking around in there because I don't know what's in that hard drive.
I told you, old boy sent me his dick pic. Brad.
Ooh. Brad, oh. Brad?
So Brad.
Mini meat.
Brad has a stent in his dick that goes up to like his bladder because he's got kidney stones. And then he's like, Gary, they took the stent out. Turns out my kidneys are infected. So they put a string in my dick. I'm like, they put a string in your dick, then the next, and then it's like three dot 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 dot. I'm like, bro, he sends me this dick with his dick with a string in it. So that'd be three times in my life I've seen somebody else's penis sent to me. But this wasn't on some like I want to fuck you type shit. Brad sends me a picture of his dick, and all I can think was is like, don't say anything gay. Like, damn, it was just a dick. It wasn't like it was like yo. It was just like yo. I typed yo. Can we take that string and fly you like a kite? Now he's like no. But shout out to Brad. I hope you get better. Get that string out your dick.
Wait, was so it like a cotton string or like twine or it like was what like, do you
imagine
mean?
If you took string off my shirt? Do you want to see the picture?
Sure. Right.
No.
I'm gonna show Randy the picture of Brad's dick. Hold on. Let me type in Brad's name.
Brad. I'm gonna dox this fool on Twitter.
I'm gonna, before, because I know that my homie Bradshaw is gonna listen to this.
Right? This look, it's too late. You gotta see it. Right?
It's just kind of weird that it like weird. Comes out and just folds over the top.
Right? I was trying to figure out like.
Like it's legitimately like a thread.
I had to look at it. I was like, what? Because I'm not looking at his dick. I'm looking, why you got string on your dick?
Yeah.
Like,
not, what?
How does
not
that.
Doing well.
It legit looks like he just pulled something off of his shirt and said, I'm going to put tape around this just so I can send it to Gary.
Right?
He's like, he just wanted an excuse to send you a
oddly
dick.
Oddly clean shaven, too.
Okay, so like I said, Bradshaw is going to listen to this because he was like, hey, y'all are gay as fuck for whatever we were talking about last time.
What were we talking about last time?
Like, I think it was the original one about like when you were talking about like how you look at dudes' dicks when you watch it porn.
Oh, damn. That sounds hella suspect.
I just thought about something. We were sitting at Andrew's house one day and Bradshaw sends us a picture and I was like, what the fuck is this? He was like, oh, look, I was getting head. And I was like, you just sent us a picture of your dick. Why did you do that? He's like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't, bro. I'm getting head. Like, you can't see it. You can just see her. I was like, nah, dog, right there, bro. We can see your dick.
I don't know what's
this. That's weird, right?
Is it
that's
weird
gay.
That dudes,
you gay.
Dudes show each other like, yo, dude, look at my dick. Yo, dude, look at my dick. But then it's like.
You do that? You've done that with people?
I've done the belly button trick at work once.
So what's the belly button you. Trick?
Huh?
What the fuck?
I don't know this.
So the belly button trick, it was one of those things. I asked my homie at work, no names will be disclosed. I was like, hey, can you put your dick in your belly button? He's like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think it would reach. Can you? And I was like, I don't know. Let me try. And I put my dick in my belly button.
And he was just like looking at you do this.
He was just yeah. He was like whoa. And then he's like you gotta
whoa.
He's like yo, you gotta show NTM to do
so. So there
the
were
six gen man.
Yeah, so there was a revolving generation. Door of people and coming
like,
in looking at you.
He's like hey. He calls him on the phone like hey, come here real quick. He's like what? You gotta see this. He's like Gary, do it. And then I put my dick in my belly button again. And he's like.
Do you like bend over and do it, or you just no, stand straight up? And
I just
like,
boom. I'm not going to do it here.
Well, no shit, but I'm just trying I'm to sit, run it in my.
I'm sitting down doing it, but I could do it standing up too. And then NTM's like, "This is gay, but how you do that?
Like that's kind of gay." But he did tell me that the other day, or like 3 weeks ago, and I tried it. I was like, "Oh, like I don't really think that's a feat."
It's not a feat, but to them, it was like, "Whoa,
wow."
Like, why did you even think about doing that?
But I don't know. It was one of those things. Somehow, it was like, we was talking about some shit, and then it came up like, I think my boy was talking about fucking some girl, and I was like, you ever put your meat in a girl, and it hits that spot, and it feels like your dick is going, Like when you like that, he was like, nah, not really. He was like, wow. I was like, that happens before. And it was like, it's like kind of like you reaching a belly button. And he was like, no way. And then somehow I was like, no dick can touch it like that. And we're just like thinking outside of the porno realm. Like, I don't know.
It's not like a belly button. It's almost like anatomy. It's like if you're putting your hand in a balloon, yeah. Like a tie balloon. That's yeah. What it feels like.
Yeah.
So what?
It's like,
that's what y'all talk about at work.
Bro, this is, bro, we do talk.
This is locker room talk, Josh.
Yeah, I know. This is like shit we would talk about in high school.
Yeah, bro. It's just like, because you figure we're all like, he's my age. Not NTM's like five, Randy's age.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, you better get your hands ready, son. We about to run this. I know
he's about to be 25 this year.
About to be 20? I'm older than this man?
How old are you?
25 currently.
Yeah, he's going to be 25 in a month or two, July.
I'll be 26 in 6 months.
Yeah, you're older than him. So, and then he sits there, it's like, whoa, and then it's just,
Damn, is he white? Crazy.
No, they're both Mexican and Ecuadorian.
Maybe that's why they never felt it.
Is a six-gen man the Ecuadorian?
Yeah, he's Ecuadorian as fuck. It's not like I don't know how to make fun of him, so it's like, every time
he's, how do you not know how to make fun of him?
Because I don't know shit about Ecuador. So when he's like, man, your hair is nappy, all I can say is I'm gonna call immigration on you, bro.
No, you just look at that man's face. That man looks like a goddamn melted marble from a goldfish tank.
What the fuck? He looks like a Goldine?
I guess. No, for a melted marble, not a Pokemon.
No, I know, but isn't a Goldine, like, for some
a
reason,
Goldine
I was,
is
I was,
a goldfish, yes.
Yeah, I was picturing. Okay, yeah, fuck it. Don't. Let's not go down that road.
Big Tuna's getting all flustered and horny because he's thinking about fish with
Josh,
lipstick
when's the
and
last
eyeliner?
Time that you've come in contact with the female species that's not Juno?
What?
When's the last time you've come in contact? Post.
It's been like 60 days because I told you there's nothing out
the
there.
The COVID
right now.
Stopped Josh's slaying game.
Yeah, this shit. What but that? Before COVID, it was like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
See, man.
COVID is some bullshit.
It'd be 1:30 in the morning. I smell cologne. I'm like, where the fuck is he going?
Like, fuck COVID, nigga. COVID is the worst shit to ever happen
he's
to anybody.
His wetsuit and his fake feet on, so he looks like a human. He fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, fuck COVID, man. Whatever. Once we get back out, you know.
We like semi
everyone disappeared off of every app when COVID started.
I haven't been on Scout in over a year now, I'd say. So I wouldn't. I've been.
Or it was just like no one wanted to like have no random strange. Like it was already someone that had been in your list. Like it's no new people.
Damn, I haven't done that in a long time.
I've never been on one of them things.
Randy, me and a man who's participated in extracurricular activities before. Let me tell you, it's no fun because you know then the, you know it doesn't turn into a thing. It turns into. What you doing? Come hang out. No,
but you
don't
have relationships with these girls?
See, but
no.
I'm good at that. I like that shit. Man,
it's not that. It's like, you know, I got a girl I love kind of now. Well, I love her. She cool. She do shit. She cooks. She bring food. All I got to do is make sure I don't do nothing stupid.
You just, like, you, it's like you and, like, one other person I know. Like, y'all got to be in relationships.
I don't gotta
yes,
be.
Yes, you do. I've never known you not to be in a relationship.
That's very true. I won't lie.
Yeah. Like, why is that?
I don't know. It's just some. I don't know. Like, you. I don't think you've had anybody love you before, Josh.
I've never had a serious relationship because.
You've never had anybody love you. Yeah.
Are you insecure, Gary?
Me? Am I insecure about what?
I don't know. I was just trying to pull a Saul on you.
I put my dick in front of him, my belly button in front of my coworkers.
I was just trying to pull a Saul on you.
So that won't work on Saul on me. Saul's Jedi mind tricks won't work. Maybe on Josh.
Who's Saul? For sure on Josh.
Saul's the dirty dude who be sandblasting all day.
What kind of, how can he has Jedi mind tricks? Can't even feed his dog.
He can't. Shout out to Jimmy.
Like, what the fuck?
Shout out,
Michael. Hey, speaking of that, I have a custom, specifically we're going to call it the Jimmy shirt.
A Jimmy shirt? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's the Beware Dog shirt. It's got the German Shepherd on it.
Oh, no.
It.
You can't let people know the ideas, Randy. Now you got to make it tonight.
No, we just beep it. And it's even funnier because people got to wait for anticipation.
You should make
Jimmy
it say Beware of Hustlers.
That's what it says.
Oh,
does
shit.
It?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or did he just give you that idea?
I swear to God, I'll show you the art for it when I get home.
Let's do it now. Show right us. Now. Show us
that. I don't have access to my computer. Black
book? You got the black book right there.
Right? What's in the book?
It's a chase bag.
What's in the show?
Or a Sure Mic bag.
What's
a
Oh,
I thought that was a black book.
That's okay, Randy. You just lied to us again. But yeah, Josh, why won't you let a female love you?
Or lick your ass.
Have you ever had your ass licked?
Yeah, nah. It's weird, actually, right? One time, but it's like, I don't want you back there. Like, I'm good.
Hold on. Did they lick you from the back or with your legs up?
This was when I was in college.
Like a little diaper? Yeah, so, like you a baby?
No, this was like when I was in college. So it was like I was getting my dick sucked and she kind of just went. And I was like, what the fuck are doing?
Well, your legs, were your legs up or were you on your back?
No, I was just laying on my bed. Yeah.
Damn, you big to be getting your ass. Like she had to spread your cheeks to do that. Ain't no normal.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, never again. Don't ever do that again. That was weird. I don't like it.
It's a very different feeling.
You ever slide a digit up in there?
No. What?
Fuck no. A digit, like a finger?
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's not my forte. Gary, you look like someone who likes some shit.
I've had
like
a finger in my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You liked it?
It was one of those things.
Was it a
small finger? Or was it a girl with a larger?
It was a small finger. Okay. It was a very small finger. Yeah. It's just one of those things like, I'm not really into this, but.
It could be worse.
It was one of those things. Like she was like, "I'm gonna go easy," and we was in the shower. Next thing I know, I feel. I'm like, "Oh shit!"
She hit you with the Thunderdome. She hit me.
I was like, "Yo," because it's like, how can I put it? It was like, you know, when you feel like you gotta take a shit.
Yeah,
it felt like that, but rapidly, and I was like,
"Yeah." See, my.
Oh,
I don't think I would have let it get that far. Like I would have just been like, "Ooh, no!" Because
it went from like, "All right, you teasing my booty hole, like this feels weird." Like I've had my butt licked, but then it was like, "This feels weird," and it wasn't a pain.
It went from it's out of you to
it's
in
you, and I was like, "Why did you just put your whole ass finger in my booty hole?" And her excuse was, "You have a big booty hole," and
I, like my thing on that is like it's more of like me, not them, like. I know I take nasty ass shits. Like, I don't want any girl that I'm fucking with, like, her mouth or her fingers to be anywhere near there.
I'm nasty. That's disgusting.
In my mind, that's what I'm thinking about, though.
I'm not thinking about that at the time. It's like, you know, we in the shower. I don't know. This is just like a once in a lifetime thing. Just check it off the list. Like, it's in my butt. All right, cool. Do I want to do this again? Nah, not really. It's not a comforting thing. Like, dude, I'm sure there's dudes that like to get pegged. I don't know how they do that.
Because they're probably gay.
I couldn't let my girl peg me. That's like, oof.
That's some female tendencies.
You think so?
So, do you think it's gay just because they get fucked in the ass or because they like men?
Nah, if you let your girl fuck you in the asshole with a dildo, like, you gay. Like, you're bisexual. Yeah, you gay.
But it's a girl, though. That's I'm not defending gay. These dudes, but I'm trying to come like...
In my mind, that's gay.
I'm trying to look at it at both sides. Like, I know you're nasty and it feels good, but at the same time, this is a girl with a whole... And I'm sure, like, it ain't a whole little ass ding-a-lang going up in you. I'm sure it's a decent size.
Out there with the black Godzilla.
It's something. It's something.
With the bad dragon.
After I seen what half these females can stuff and they rectum, it makes me question shit.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, Fleshlight, sponsor the Hustler Game. Damn it.
Have you ever used a Fleshlight?
That I haven't. I haven't.
Me neither.
I
was cleaning old boy's apartment one time and I found one of those.
I think you told me
and
that.
I called him. I was like, yo, I found this. He's like, Gary, don't use it. My dick got stuck. And I was like, one, thank you for the offer.
Oh, he didn't open up the back. That's why his dick got stuck.
No, so he used it and his dick got stuck. And then I was like, because it was, who was it? It was me and Irvin. Me and Irvin me and Gucci,
he
man.
He's gonna let you borrow. What the fuck?
And he's like,
Gary, that one's got a factory malfunction. Don't use that one.
Don't stick your dick in there.
I've had to help
that's
that
a
man
Chinese
buy
penis trap.
Every damn. He's like, Gary, I need you to go on Amazon and order me a Hitachi back massager. And I'm like, do you want one with batteries or plug-in? He's like, plug-in. Trust me. It'll work great. And it was like a Hitachi back massager with mini back massager. And I was like, at the time, I'm not stupid.
But you're
like,
not thinking about it.
I'm just like trying to help him out. And then I'm like, what you want me to do with this mini back massager? He's like, just keep it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm not thinking about it because it's him. And I opened it. And I was like, why the fuck would you put rhinestones on a back?
It took you that long
because it was just like I was at work.
I guess I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cabinet. You feel me? It just took a little while.
It took a little while because I was like, back massager, bro. It just didn't click because I wasn't paying attention. That man asked for a lot of random stuff, so I was just like, click buy. And then sure enough, you seen how many miscellaneous ladies he had over there.
They were all escorts.
There would be a time he'd be like, Gary.
They were paid.
He'd be like, Gary, come over. It'd be this nice looking girl out there with her titties almost out. And I'm like, looking like, yo, just you. Why you like? It'd be like, it's like right there. Like one blow. And it's like, oh. And I'd just be looking.
I think that's when I was over there. I was over there one time when one of them came over. And what did he say? He was like, this is champagne. I was like,
you smell nice.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you smell nice.
Yeah, it was really awkward because he was like trying to, he lied about it. He's like, yeah, this is my friend from like college or some shit. I was like, first off, you never went to college.
Never went to college. Name three of your courses.
Yeah, I was like, so like, where did you guys go to school? She had no idea. I'm just like, why are you lying to me? She knows why she's here.
I was like, oh,
you know why she's here. We're all adults.
Like, let's all pretend. If you get an escort, you're paying the bitch. You could say anything. She's going to fuck you.
Talk into the mic.
I thought I was. I'm sorry.
You're not. Like, you got to pick it up.
Okay, so anyways, it's like, you know, you rent a bitch for the night. You might as well have fun and make yourself feel... You rent a bitch for a night.
No, female. She is,
you rent a piece of meat to fucking put your dick in.
Nah, because they're sex workers. Like, that's like a job. Like, she's there. Right, I'm not going
to
get into
she's
this.
She's there to perform a service. All right,
Captain,
service.
Save a label. Anyways. Hey, you rent a woman for the night. You wanna play pretend. You know, you want to be James Bond. You're spending money to get this bush, so you might as well fucking act like you got degrees and all this bullshit, you know?
I respect them now. I went to what's it called? Hong Kong in Mexico.
What's that? Explain what Hong Kong and Mexico is.
You know what Hong Kong is?
I just found out about this the other day. Let me go to a side note real quick, because you were talking about bitches with their titties out, like almost popping out. I used to... work for a man, and it was a home business, and him and his wife got into a huge ass fight, and she was pregnant, and when she got pregnant, her titties swolled out like fucking goddamn, and she's getting in a fight with this man, and they are screaming and throwing product at each other, and while they're throwing all this product and shit, her nipple is hanging out of the top of her shirt. And I'm just sitting there as a happy, innocent little bystander, just watching these people hurl Rice Krispie treats and spoons and crazy shit at each other, right? But her whole nipple is out, and it's all black, and it starts, like, leaking. It was awesome. So, yeah, that shit is cool.
Did you take a picture?
I wish I could have, dude.
Could you draw what you saw?
I could 100% draw what I saw.
Can you recreate this for us on...
Hentai is art, by the way, just to let you know, Randy.
Yeah, Josh, thank you for making sure I knew that.
Hentai, you know, every time art. I send you guys something like that, it's because someone on the Instagram sends me something. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like,
that one,
just
did,
fucking.
Did that one dude send you what he sent me? Like, yo, you should collab with my boy who draws, like, pretty deranged-looking Team Rocket girls?
I think that was the thing. Anytime I send you guys something like that, like, I don't know where to find that shit. I'm literally too busy fucking doing shit. Like, if I'm gonna watch porn, I'm gonna watch regular ass porn. No one got time to look up cartoon porn.
Bro,
it's in the same place. You ain't never been watching Dragon Ball Z. What? Damn, Bulma looks thick right now.
No, I type in
you're there.
Big titties, MILF, something normal to get your rocks off, and then I get back to work.
You're very vanilla.
I'm not looking for hentai.
Well, it's time to change your life, Josh. I found this one hentai the other day. It was like this girl, she was working as like a back massager, and then he's like, come on, show me your titty, because she's like, no, I'm about to get married. This is my last time. And then the husband, they cut to the next scene. The husband's like, honey, oh man, he's fingering her XYZ, and they said, and then the boss calls. His boss calls, tells him he has to come to work, and she's like, "Honey, I had to stay late at work, and then you I have to bring my boss." And I was like, "This is an interesting story." He brings his boss over, and the boss was the nigga getting his back massage, and so they're drinking. He passes out, and he takes the girl to the back, to the kitchen, and he's like, "You little slut!" And she's like, "He's touching my pussy, but I'm so wet. Why do I feel like a slut?" And he's like, "Cause you."
How long was this,
bro? It was 17 minutes and 24 seconds. You watched the whole thing. It was good. I was like, "Yo, I like a solid story."
Right? This sounds like it has crazy character arc. She's very self-aware. I'm not gonna lie.
There was I stumbled onto some like it was like 70s or 80s porn, and I literally sat there and watched the whole thing.
It's a good story. It was good. Yeah.
And then I brought it up because we used to go eat wings, you know, back when we could get out and go watch games. And I was telling, like, my group of friends, I was like, "Bro, like, you guys should watch this type of porn because it was, like, really interesting. Like, the story was good. It had arc. It had characters, villains. It was really put together.
I will have that pussy, He-Man."
Like, 30 minutes in, like, I looked at my, I put it on the TV. It was so good. Like, I
didn't like, you didn't care that anybody came in. You're like, no, it's fine. This is actually just a movie.
It was good. I was actually surprised because usually it's like I get to the part that I want and then I'm good. Like, I'm not about to sit there and watch.
These pornos be getting, these production levels is getting crazy. Yeah, it's
just getting good. Like, porn is so mainstream now. I remember, was it Ashton or somebody? You can bleep that out too. But he was telling me about his, Pornhub premium account.
Whoa, there's Pornhub premium?
Yeah, you get access to all the high production and 4K videos.
But he was telling me, remember back in the day, like when we used to watch Bang Bros, and I think it came on every Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Were y'all like together? Like
separate times.
Back to back?
No.
Remember, like, I would go to school and we'd be like, "Hey, you guys see the new Bang Bros
episode?" Bro, they really get these girls to get in here and then leave them.
Yeah. But I guess now, like, it's even more of, like, they sit there and discuss the porn that they watch because it's so mainstream now.
I watch Bang Bros to this day still, and I like I'm still thinking, like, how'd you just leave her on the, because in my head they'd be like leaving these broads in broad daylight butt ass naked. They still do that, bro. The thing is, porn will get older, but the girls still stay the same age. No matter what, there's some girl getting out of high school right now, 18, don't know what they do.
Ready to go.
You're trying to make a couple hundred dollars real quick. All you got to do is show us your titties and let my man put his meat in you. All right.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess because we grew up in California, like, porn was just porn. Because I know when I went to Idaho, bro, and talked to some of those kids and the way that they viewed porn, like, it was like the devil.
Really?
And I was like, that's why y'all shoot up schools, because y'all don't have no relief.
Man, I tell you right now, as soon as one kid made fun of me in middle school, it's like, aha, you jack off. And I was like, you don't? And they're like, whoa. It changed the narrative. Like,
what the fuck?
It was like, because it's like, you remember, like, in elementary school, if you wore pink, you was gay? Yeah, like, if you were, aha, you gay. It went from, yo, you don't beat your meat, you're gay. And it was like, yep, he gay.
What movie was it? That was a movie. Oh, Wolf of Wall Street, where he's talking to him about, like, what he needs to do in the stock exchange. And he's like, how many times did you jack off? He's like, I don't know, once a week. He's like, you need to get it to three a day. He was like, you need to get those numbers up. Like, it's just a thing. Like, it's so weird that people, like, are like, oh, that's fucking weird. You jack off. I don't want to hear that. I'm like, gives a fuck.
Every time I'm eating out at like a restaurant, like a Denny's or something, I sneak off in the bathroom and bust one out so I have more room in my stomach.
That's a little weird.
I'm kidding, obviously.
That's a little fucking weird.
I was gonna say, man, Randy, you nasty. I watched some video on this website, some broad peeing in a bus seat.
Why? Why did she do that?
That's what I was. It was like,
why you got your hand in your pocket though while we're talking about
this? Oh no, he's masturbating. It was like top five things in public you don't want to see. It was like some dude
smacking his girlfriend.
It was like that. It was like one girl getting beat up by some girls. I was like, that's fucked up. And then the next video was like some dude jumping off of like a building. He didn't make it. And then the next one was like this girl peeing out of all those videos. I'm like, What would possess you to pee in a bus seat? Like, I, like, you know how many times we used to take the 720 to school or home and it'd be like, man, like, we would always, like, touch the rails. Just kids would just be doing dumb shit.
I was very young and very stupid, but I skated to a movie theater, and when I got there, it started to rain, and they wouldn't let me bring my skateboard into the lobby. They told me I had to leave it outside, so I hid it in a planter, hoping nobody would steal it. But I was so upset by this because I had just skated so many miles that I pissed on the floor of the movie theater, and I don't know why.
Your pants on. Huh? Like, did you pee your pants and then let it sit?
Nah, I had shorts, so I just leaned my dick out the leg hole and just fucking rolled them bones.
God damn it.
I was young and ignorant, so it was like...
You sound like one of the kids that would, like, piss me off in high school. Like, when I... Because I used to take shits all the time in high school.
Of course.
I would go to the nurse's office, though, because I couldn't go take a shit in peace in high school because, for some reason, there was something weird about taking shits also. Like, the shit that we had to deal with when we were in high school.
That toilet paper was really thin. I'll never forget.
Yeah, uni. And then at one point, like, they took away the stall doors. So it was just like, do you not want to
Yeah, I don't never know why that was a thing. Like, elementary. Like, why would you, what would possess somebody to take away the stall door if I got the shit?
Yeah, like, I enjoy taking my shits. Like, and I remember in high school, it was always a task because I would have to lie to my teacher. He's like, well, where are you going? I got to go to the bathroom. Like, okay. And Mr. What was his name? The classroom that was all the way at the bottom, like in the forest.
I never had those classes.
What the fuck was his name? It was the science teacher.
It was Professor McDick.
Nah, it was the AP science class, like where the turtles and all that shit were.
You had AP and I was about to say Willow Springs and Indian Springs.
What was the place... There was a room down there.
I know there was a room at the bottom of the stairs.
Mr. Neil?
I didn't have science like that.
Well, yeah. You didn't have the... That was tight because we had like the river and all the experiments and shit down there.
That's where the... So they turned
Wait,
that...
Wait, y'all into, had a river in your school?
There was an Indian Springs. There was a legit spring that ran through uni. So you had uni and then you had Indian Springs continuation school. So that was for all the fools who had knit gloves and only carried binders with a pen.
But it was... No, but there was like... There
with
was
gray
a class
Dickies and a white tee.
Yep.
But there was a classroom down there that was part of uni because there was that gate. But I used to, because I had his class, I think like fourth period, and I would always take a shit. And I would like tell him, he's like, why do you take so long? Like, there's a bathroom right outside of here. Why do you always take 15 minutes? I had to explain to him because I actually go to the nurse's office because I have to take a shit.
All right.
And yeah, and that's what he was like, you know what? Okay, because that bathroom's fucking disgusting. And I was like, we aligned there, you know, because he's a fucking adult. He understands that taking a shit is normal.
The wonders of a nice, comfy shit.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not taking a shit down here. It's not a thing. Damn. It's not happening.
Speaking of Nick Loves, there was this kid in school. His name was Hernan. Same fit, but Hernan. And this motherfucker used to say he had prescription lokes so he could wear sunglasses in class.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
Fucking kid you not. Hernan had prescription lokes. I'm like, come on, bro. We all know goddamn well them gas station lokes do not come prescription.
Surprise, surprise. You know who makes prescription glasses? Heatwave.
Of course, Heatwave.
Heatwave does make.
Oh, they do. Their glasses are very nice also. And for the price, you don't mind losing them.
Yeah.
So you can get multiple pairs.
I wouldn't suggest you lose them because they're so nice.
But I'm just saying, so if nice, you do, you don't feel bad about it.
Oh, no. I bought one pair. I still have the first pair of Heat Waves
I've never lost a pair of Heat Waves.
Really?
They're the only glasses that I've been able to hold on to. I've had two pairs for 2 years. Fuck yeah. Heat Waves the best.
They are.
Especially the laser faces and the new XL vices that fit all the big heads with all the big thoughts.
Right.
Wait, it's not vices.
They're vices.
Yeah, that's the ones you got. Remember because you tried on the little ones and you're like, these hurt my face. And he's like, we're making an XL version.
Oh, yeah. And they are. They're very nice.
He sent Josh and I the XL versions. Bro, I kid you not. Like, because I have the regular ones and I'll be like, why is my head feel like they're in a vice? But now, not as bad. They're nice.
Not they're as bad. Life. Like, it's a night and day.
It's a perfect fit.
No, it is. They're excellent glasses. Like, I kind of want to take my Ray-Bans back and get my fucking
how the hell did we just right? plug Heatwave and they ain't even sponsoring us? I mean, the podcast.
They should be. Hey, Heatwave, if you listen, I don't know if they're gonna sponsor this one,
bro. They should sponsor girls with their titties out with guns.
My friend got like 7,000 followers because they reposted her little photo on their story.
That's because she a female, bro.
I know, but
females on Instagram, bro, there's no excuse. Unless you just are boring as fuck, you should have a following.
You should have a I mean, like, some girls, I don't know. That's a gray area for me because I just leave it alone. Like I see like girls who model get a bunch of followers, but this be mediocre post. But then I'm like, you know what? Live your best life, boo-boo.
There's a lot of people that like just fake their Instagram, which is crazy.
That's heartbreaking to see all
that's
these.
That's so weird.
Like if
to
you
me.
Spend like I feel like you spent money to buy followers and likes just
or not
to,
even bothering or yeah, I guess it is likes also. What the fuck is going on over there? Oh, I thought you were about to sneeze.
Oh no, I'm yawning, bro. It's almost bedtime.
Yeah. Like, if you're buying, I never understood that. Like, what's the point of buying likes? I guess because it's a business for us. Like, it's like if we buy likes and followers, that doesn't equate to more money.
Exactly. Like,
but it equates to more exposure to a certain degree.
Not really.
No, it doesn't, though.
But back in the old algorithm, the more likes, engagements you got, the more, like, you would end up on the Explore and the promo. Yeah,
not no more. Now it's just based off of what you like. Because my Instagram literally went from cars to BMX to now it's obscenely large.
Shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's just as long. Like, there's people that we follow or that follow us that we know that their pages are, like, half of it is fake. And I'm just like, I don't get it because that's not going to get you anywhere.
But it makes people feel good.
That's just so weird to me.
It's a random ass gratification thing where people feel like they feel important. I assume.
Yeah, I would put more time into figuring out like why I'm not getting whatever type of engagement I want to get, rather than putting. I don't even. How much is fucking paying for Instagram? How much does it cost?
I don't know. I just get those bozo like ads. Bucks. You pay like $20.
Like $80 to pay for like. Fake followers and fake likes.
Bro,
that's
I wouldn't
lot
pay no more than $5 for some bullshit like that. And even then, I wouldn't pay $5.
Bro, the only thing.
Because $5 would get me a whole Nas Energy. Like a delicious, wonderful Nas Energy.
With $80, you can fucking go get some sample tees made and make some money. Like,
can
I don't.
You? Oh,
$80.
Yeah, with $80.
Like, there's a lot
shit.
Of things you could do with $80. You can go get fucking 50 stickers made for $80 and sell them and make more money. Like, there's.
Or you could get 430 cases. 30-piece cases of Nas Energy.
Randy, yeah, you home. Could go buy some penny stocks. Like, there's a lot of things that you could do other than paying for, like, vanity likes, I guess. That's what it would be.
$80 gets you a solid 50-pack of stickers.
Like, yeah, you could turn that 80 into 700 real quick.
People don't think like us, though, Josh. People are like, yo, man,
You could take $80 and, you know, get a run of air fresheners with a... With a nice picture of a butt on it. And yeah. I think that's A-okay.
Oh, you saw the name?
Yeah, I got to talk to you. That's, you know who that is.
Yeah, but why?
She wanted to buy him, and then I bring him to her.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's, okay. Yeah. She just didn't want to get charged shipping. I told her, just wait. But she's
I'll
down.
Fix it.
You know what's crazy? Thank you. You know what? Thank you for the support, because there's people who buy shit from us that are our friends and we don't know until like, oh, you bought that from like a couple of my homies bought some stickers and I was like, yo, I didn't know you bought shit. And they're like, yeah, bro, I didn't want to come at you and ask for some shit. Like, I want to support the cause.
I pay attention to shit like that.
Thank you. Like my homie on the East Coast, his wife, she was like, it's my husband's birthday. It's the dude, you not, I'll tell you later, but his brother is the dude with the dog.
What dog?
The dude who wears those camouflage, tie-dye pink sweaters.
Oh.
And she hit me up like, hey, my husband wants some sweat, I want to get him some stuff. Yeah. I was like, cool, I'll buy something off the site and I'll try to throw a little extra in. And I was just not thinking of it. She's like, cool, I bought something. I was like, oh, you really bought something. Okay, cool. I fucks with that. I'm not saying if you buy something, I'm going to give you free shit because you're my homie. But it's just the fact that... like
you went out of your way to do it rather than just ask for it like you deserve it.
That goes... not because literally that goes a long way for a small business. Like, they don't get... like, when we were giving away sweatshirts, like, we gave away sweatshirts thinking that people would, like, repost them. Those sweatshirts were fucking expensive. Like, those were, like, $50, like, altogether, like, sweatshirts. They were fucking expensive as shit to give away. And we gave them to people, and they never even posted it. Like, they didn't do anything with it. But then we'll see you post someone else's shit that you, I don't know if you paid for or they gave it to you. So it's like a slap in the face for us. Yeah. So that's why we are very particular on who we give shit to now, just because a lot of people fucked us over. Like, we were being nice. They asked for stuff, and we're like, yeah, sure. All you got to do, just repost it for us. And then we never got a post, or we would get, like, some half-ass shit. So
half-ass, like one of those boomerang posts. Like,
where you only see it if you like, you got to hold it just right, and even then the frame's all
fucked up. But there were, like, a lot of people like Jake. I just was happening. I was sitting there shipping shit, and I was like, Jake Rodriguez, what the fuck? And I was like, bro. And I called Gary. I was like, bro, Jake is buying a lot of shit. And I didn't even notice it. But I'm just like, that's why we put Jake on, because he never asked for anything.
Yeah.
Like, he never came to us about anything. He's like, no, like, I support the homies. Like, I just want to do it. Another one is Johnny fucking Mancuso. Like, there are a lot of our friends that fuck with us.
Scott Bursow.
Yeah.
Old Smokey.
Fucking, what is fucking Limp Dick?
Brad.
Brad is another one. Like, there are a lot of...
The girl
of,
who braids my hair bought the Goosebumps shirt.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Damiana. Like, there are a lot of people that, like, are our friends that have never asked for, like, a discount or anything. They just buy it. And, like, that's love. Like, we appreciate that shit more than anything.
I'm still going to hold you out. What's your name? Vegan Man. He tried to play me. Ooh.
You stupid.
His boy comes downstairs. We ask him for our shirts, right? He comes downstairs with his shirts. And I was like, he was like, look at these shirts. And I'm like,
that's not even how it happened. Don't try to play my man.
All right, tell the story then.
So we were sitting in the car, and I was like, hey, I saw your new shirts. And like, do you have, I think I asked for like a 2 or 3X. And he's just like, yeah, I got a bunch of 2Xs upstairs because they don't sell. And I was like, oh shit, we'll bring them down and we'll buy something. And Gary saw him. I think he was going to buy one. And then he was like, you know what? I like that one too. Let me get him like for 30. And I'm just like, I kind of looked at Gary. I was like, I would get mad if someone did that shit to me. So,
because you know what my thing is? The worst I can get is a no. Because if you said no, I want 40, cool. I'll give you 40. Yeah, but like, I'm a negotiator. I need everything my price.
Price line.
And so he was like, man, I can't do 30. Can you do 35? I was like, I'll do 32. He's like, man, fuck. All right, give me the 32.
Damn, you knuckleballed that fool down to $32. He said, I can't do 30. And the most he got out of you was two more fucking dollars. Yep. Four Jack in the Box tacos.
My man is a savage.
And I sent, and you know what? I was like, can I give you 20 now and 12 later?
You're a liar. You're a fucking liar. You are a scumbag.
Oh my God. And he looked at me like, all right, yeah, man, that's cool. And I was like, I'm just fucking with you. And I sent him $32. But it was just the fact that, and they were nice shirts though. One says humanity, and I was like, but the other one had like some Captain Planet type Planeteer shit on it, talking about we are all the same, don't kill the earth. And I was like, I like it.
Yeah, he's actually one of the people that helped me do some of the shit that I had to do to get everything up and rolling. So thank you, Matt, for all you've done.
You've done a lot.
Yeah, man.
And then Gary swiped you for two shirts.
For an extra $2. God.
Because the first one was $20. And he
wanted- I know. Like, fuck. Bro, that pisses me off. Bro,
you want to know how good, not to brag, you want to know how good I am at this. So if you ever go to Formula Drift, right?
You want to tell this?
I will give the secret away.
Okay,
I will give the secret away. If I went to Formula Drift 1 year, right?
There go our passes.
I go no. This has nothing to do with the event.
Okay.
One of the vendors is selling some steering wheel. He wants to. I understand this. It was a name brand steering wheel, and I've always wanted one.
Yeah,
and
Nardi.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I've ever seen them there. And he's like, "All right, my man, give me $200 because on the website it's $350." And I was like, "You know what? In my head, I know I have $350. I know I have $300 right now, but I don't want to give you $300." And I was like, "Cool, I'll come back. Wait till the event's over when they're packing up." I'm like, "Hey, man, how's that? How much is the steering wheel?" He's like, "You know what, man? It's on, you know what, how much you think it's worth?" And I was like, man, I've seen it. And then I hit him with the story. I've seen it online. I've always wanted one. I could do $100 right now. And he's like, man, I can't do $100. And he asked his boss, like, can we do $100? His boss comes. He's like, we can't do $100, my man. What do you think you could do? I was like, the most, bro, I could give you $125. It's like, you think you could give us $150 for this? Because the shit's $300 online. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll give you $150. Boom. Paid the man. I was like, but do you take debit? He's like, nah, we got. I was like, what about PayPal? He's like, PayPal works better. And in that moment, I learned.
What do you mean that moment? We've been doing this since we were kids. But well, I've been doing this since I was a kid.
But I remember I was never really allowed to go outside the house as a kid, so I've never tried to push my barter.
Nah, that's the art of the finesse, bro.
So
that's,
it was like
you literally finesse them.
And then after that, like a certain people will sell out. So you miss out, you miss out. You got to kind of get it when it's there. But at the end of the event, they don't want to take all that shit home. Mm-mm. Not at all. So I was like, all right, cool. You could. There's a way around this. Have I done it again at an FD event? No, not really, because it's like it's nothing I need to buy anymore.
I used to do that all the time with sneakers, bro. It turned into just the art of fucking people over. I mean, not really fucking people over, but getting something that I wanted for way cheaper just because
you're a goddamn manipulator.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was learning how to manipulate people very well.
It's money management.
You're a fucking Randy. Freak.
Think about it.
You're how a much, sociopath.
So think about how much does it cost to get into the event. You figure it's what, $100 to get into the event. $20 for parking, and the food there is higher than giraffe pussy, bro. You paying for damn near Carl Jr. famous stars that are $10 each just for the burger. Now you don't spend damn near $175 to sit outside in the sun, get something burned, and smell like ass and tires the rest of the day. You damn right I'm gonna swindle that motherfucker to get that.
I remember we went somewhere, it was like a concert or something, and I was like at the gate. I told the dude, I was like, fuck, I don't have a ticket, bro. He's like, oh, well, you can just pay. It's like $150. I was like, look at here. I can put $50 in your pocket right now. Act like you signed this or scan this and they would never know. Like, or do you want me to go and give them my hard-earned money when you can have this money for yourself?
G-Code tells you take the 50.
Yeah, no, he did 100%. It. You know, I gave him a handshake. We exchanged funds.
Were and you able just to sit down in. Or was it a stand-up concert?
It was a stand-up concert. Okay. But it's still just
what
like...
What show was it?
It was a Subtract concert.
And what was the security guard's name and address?
I don't fucking know.
Man, there's a lot of concerts. I remember one time we bought the... This is when we got swindled. Sometimes the art of finesse works backwards. Josh and I... bought fucking tickets to see the Suicide Boys, but the catch
what was, are you guys gay? Yes.
Bro, this is when they
wait produced. The Suicide Boys are fucking amazing.
They're more faggy than fucking Tekashi.
So hold on,
I fucking despise them half of fags.
Hold on, watch your tone. First, this is before everybody hopped on them and made sad boy depressing car videos.
This was their first album.
This was 2015,
2014. What's the difference? They all go reverb.
That's true, but this is before everybody caught on and every Caucasian rapper started getting face tattoos and worshiping the devil. It was like, yo, this was in between when Bobby Shmurda and OG Macko was still hot. So we had something to, we had like, yo,
this is fire. I actually haven't listened to any of their music like recently.
I've listened just the old stuff.
Yeah, I don't listen. So, I don't even know if they have any recent stuff.
We bought the tickets and then we're like, where's it? My boy was going out of town. He's like, yo, take the Lexus. So Josh was like, just tell niggas you got a Lexus. So we going and we pick up his cousin and he was like, yo, Gary got a Lexus? And he was like, yeah, because it had the dealer plate still on it.
That shit was fly.
G turned into Sable for a Lexus. I was like, somehow I came up with this elaborate lie. I was like, the dealer let me try it out, and if I don't like it, I get to take it back. And I was like, what kind of dealership is this? I was like, it's like a lease. And I was like, it's a 24-hour program. If I don't like it, I get to take it back.
It's a program. Like, it's like a fucking extracurricular.
This is like a 2016
It was a brand new Lexus.
You said IS I called 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Red leather, bro. It was big enough. Josh was in it. We had, this was when Juno was a puppy. We had Juno in there. This was like a couple hours before, and then we go on driving like, where the fuck is this concert? Because it says on the map we're here. We're like, where the fuck is it? And then we go on Instagram, the concert gets shut down. Apparently you had to go through a fence.
Yeah, through a locked gate.
And then it was like, how are you
supposed to know that,
bro? Yeah. And then we were all hot, and then we're like, what do we do? Like, we paid $35 for this.
Oh, you guys got pre-Fire Festival before Fire Fest.
No, but we like, what did we do? We called them and said like something, and they refunded our money because no one was getting refunds. And somehow I forgot what we told them, like some crazy shit. and we got our money back.
We did. And but the point is, we was driving downtown in the Lexus and feeling bro, if you ain't never I ain't never had a brand new car. I've had cars that were brand new to me.
Yeah.
But it's a different feeling when your homies think you on and you made it cuz you got a little bit of aerospace cash, right? And you ain't.
It's funny though, like thinking about it now, there was a lot of things that we crammed ourselves into, like being bigger men. The Ferrari.
Oh man,
this the fucking McLaren.
So
Lamborghini.
Bro, I kid you not. So
that was like a whole 2 years where
we had
friends that had expensive shit, and we would like, just have fun in it.
Just go take it, bro. Somebody let me borrow their McLaren, like LP 700, like the nice one. All McLarens are nice.
Yeah.
But it was like the nice one with the doors. So I'm like, this is the scenario. I'm like, Josh, I'm hungry. What should we get? He's like, I don't know. I want chicken nuggets. And then I asked the dude,
went through a McDonald's drive-through in a McLaren.
We have video of it. We're gonna post that shit.
So I'm gonna tell you what happens. I tell him, like, yo, bro. He's like, if y'all big, because he sees both. He's like, if both of y'all fit in this car, you could take my McLaren to McDonald's. And I'm like, Josh, and I was like, he was like, Josh, you want to drive? He's like, Nick, I don't fit. We go, you gonna have to fit. So we, the door, go up. We in there. So we go to McDonald's in a McLaren, and the dude rolling through the he's like, are you really in a McDonald's drive through in McLarens? I was like, I came to get McNuggets in a McLaren. That's the whole.
And I was like, we some McAssholes.
So we go there, and somehow we end up with a photo shoot with a McLaren. He don't get out the car because once he in.
No, I got out. I crawled out.
It's a process.
Bro, that's a small fucking car.
Do you want to know the disrespect? So I took the McNugget and I'm dancing with the McNugget on the McLaren steering wheel. I'm like eating McNuggets. And it's just the fact that like nobody, like this is why I shouldn't get money one day, because I would do shit like this. Like, but it's the fact that they treat you like, I don't know if you've ever been treated different. Like, you know, when
they
you
gave
go to,
you so many sauces,
bro,
that
I
day.
Got a 20 piece. These motherfuckers gave me 30 saucers. I had a sauce for each nugget. And then it was probably, I've done that one
the
time.
Ferrari, when we took that to fucking Melrose, and Boogie's friends that have never seen anything so nice.
So different friend is like, yo, G, I need your help. I'm like, what? He's like, I need you to take my Ferrari out. I'm like, for what purpose do I need to drive your car for? He's like, it's nice. I feel like you should feel nice for the day. Aww. I'm like, huh? I was like, this is like, bro, I don't feel comfortable driving your shit. He's like, I don't care. You've done a lot for me. I don't know how to say it. He's weird showing affection. No homo. So he gives me the Ferrari. I'm like, Josh. He's like, what?
I don't think you called me. I think he just showed up. He's like, come outside.
He's like, what?
he just honked the horn.
No, because Josh is reacting. What the fuck do you want? I'm like, come outside. He's like, why the fuck should I? I'm like, come outside. He's like, nigga,
I was like, oh, he gave you the fucking Ferrari. I said, let's go.
For the day. So we drive, bro, I kid you not. It was like, it's literally like Grand Theft Auto. As soon as you step in a fancy car, other fancy cars come around. I don't know who I'm seeing, but it's just like, you black, you young, you in a Ferrari.
Yeah, they thought we were football players because we literally look like football players crammed into a Ferrari.
That's all you. So when people ask, when we're in nice shit, what you do? We backup players for the Rams. Like, what? Really? Like, yeah, we on the practice squad. So as soon as like, we don't have to play, but if we need to, we on the field. Boy, so we go to his home, his cousin house, Boogie house. We roll up. He's like, where y'all niggas get a Ferrari from? Y'all nigga, he's like, this fat ass, because this is how he backwards compliments me. He's like, this fat ass nigga Gary got a Ferrari now. And you know, he says, we gotta go to my barber because he won't believe that my fat nigga homie got a Ferrari. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. So we pull up on the barber. He's like, yo, you in a Ferrari now? Because people don't know it's an 03, but people don't know Ferraris.
Yeah, every Ferrari is $1 million car.
They looked inside and saw that there was a Boss radio in there. They were like, what the fuck kind of Ferrari is this?
Well, it's an aftermarket. It's that splat. You feel me? Don't worry about it, sweetheart. So we drive up there. We drive to Merrill's to his little fucking rinky-dink skateboard friend's place. And like, yo, what do you do, man? And how you do it? Because at this time, Josh had just got his first Jeep. And it was nice. So it's like we got
the one he just re-released.
Yeah. I just got another one. This one got darker windows, though.
Yeah. Randy saw my tent on the Prius.
I did.
I do it because I'm antisocial. I don't like to talk to people.
How many times are you in a car with your clear windows and have to talk to someone?
But that's just why I did it. Like, people do it to be cool. I did it so that people wouldn't talk to me.
I thought people did it to be cold.
I did it to be cold because
that was a side effect of it. We did notice that. I was like, shit, it's a lot cooler.
No, I feel like being cooler is the main reason, and not having to talk to people is the side effect.
Oh no, I just don't want to talk to anybody. Just a lot. Like, that's why I don't have a girlfriend. Like, I don't like talking to people.
Like, just Randy, just know when somebody lets me get some baller shit, if I don't acquire it myself, you gonna be like, when we went to the track at Willow Springs and people like, yo, is this an R34 at the track? And you'd be like, yeah. And you'd be like, why do people care about this car? But you could feel the effect.
What do you mean? I was like, I knew why people were coming up to us.
But it's just the fact that you could feel it.
Yeah, because we've had haters our whole life. So when we like actually do some shit like right and execute it flawlessly. It feels good. Like, it's a feel good thing for us. But like, we don't brag about that shit.
Like, I didn't post I had any of the cars. Yeah,
you text me the other night. You said, hey, I bought $30 worth of Subway. Ha ha.
What the fuck? I never in my life said this.
What? Did you text? No. Oh,
I got the text right here.
Show me the text.
He didn't text that.
Oh, I was about to say, Josh,
I got $30 worth of Subway.
That's a cruel thing to do.
Right?
Josh,
I felt so bullied. I was sitting there fucking playing goddamn league, and Josh is just flexing on me that he can afford food.
Randy, you can afford food. You bought us all 20 packs of Capri Sun today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, so we were shooting today, right? Uh-huh. And then usually where I shoot at, we go to a brewery, but I don't drink beer. So Randy had the cool ideas, like, why don't you just get a gang of Capri Sun and drink them? And then leave them there, because the ongoing joke about the series I'm doing is that nobody ever, I bet that beer is still sitting there. And it probably is.
Wait, they drink on show?
No. It's just
at a brewery, so yeah. There's beers like on the table for like aesthetic.
I don't drink, so it's like I don't need it. So the Capri Suns, I was drinking, and I was like, Randy buys Capri Suns. I give him $10. I don't know where the rest of my money went, but he comes he comes back with 3 cases of Capri Sun and toys.
Toys? Kind of toys.
Like, okay, let me preface this, right? So I show up, I see all this production shit, and I see three men in fancy cars, and it's a man who I didn't know with the camera, and they're like, oh yeah, we shooting all this shit today, woo woo woo.
You met Aldo today.
Yeah, so I mean Aldo,
the great,
but
Escape. I didn't even know he was real until like 3 days ago. I really thought he didn't exist.
I thought this posse was 3 people from a company. So I was like, oh shit, okay, like we working together. So like, it's time to like, you know, be on. So Gary's like, yo, yeah, let's run the Capri Suns. So while I'm walking out, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be a good host, blah, blah, blah. So I asked these guys, I was like, yo, do y'all want anything? And they go, nah, we're cool. And one guy goes, I want Pringles. So I was like, all right, you know, no big deal. I'll get you some Pringles. So I get Pringles, and while I'm getting Pringles, I'm like, what would be like a sick-ass power move right here, right? Just like something that like some bullshit businessman would do. I don't got money, so I bought 4 packs of toy truck, monster trucks. So I give homeboy his Pringles, and all of his boys who didn't get something, I gave packs of monster trucks to.
This was today?
Yeah.
You should have given beef jerky.
They didn't want food. And no, I don't know if these weirdo motherfuckers are vegetarians or not. So what's better than fucking monster trucks? So I buy them monster trucks. Come to find out, these motherfuckers ain't nothing but 3 motherfuckers. I was like, oh, so that was a wasted opportunity.
Was it? It was just the people that bought their cars over to film.
The RX.
But he did. I don't think he knew. So what'd you do? How much was that? Where's my $10?
Your $10 went to Capri Suns.
And so monster trucks.
Yeah, that's fine.
The whole bill was $33 for everything that I spent. So I just used your 10 and then fronted the rest of the money myself.
Wait a minute, so we owe Randy money again?
No, you don't owe me money. That was a business decision I made on myself to try and make us look good, thinking I was doing something. But
so when the video drops, we'll let you know. Just look out for the rotary engine video. Will be posted soon.
Also, we got hella shirts out right now. Go ahead and cop one of them shirts.
Oh yeah,
the Mia Khalifa sticker, bro. I'm so happy we finally did this. We were talking. I think me and Gary were talking about this. I told Gary about this, what was it, like 3 months ago? I was like, we should do a Mia Khalifa sticker. He didn't know how to do it tastefully. Randy came through, swooped. I don't really know if it's tasteful, but I like
it. It's tasteful for what it is.
It could be a lot worse.
There's something about Mia Khalifa, like, She's on the pantheon of
was. She doesn't do porn anymore.
No, she doesn't. But like she transitioned from porn to
she was able to successfully transition from.
She's like The Rock in wrestling.
That's different though.
She's like the cock and penis scene.
Because we had Hulk Hogan before The Rock to do this. Like he proved you could be successful. Yeah, I guess he in did Hollywood. Too. So, but what she did was make it like when you think Mia Khalifa, like you like she kind of did porn because
yeah, she only did like what like 10
3
porn
months.
Porn?
She only yeah, 3 she only, months.
She only did enough, and she wouldn't really even take the beef. So it was like, I see, like this isn't for you. And then she went successfully from into porn like to sports
media, yeah,
because it wasn't like
to she, cooking.
Because it's like she came into sports, but she knew what the fuck she was talking about.
Well, because she graduated from like UFC, so she's smart.
That's a university. That's Florida Central.
God damn it! You were stupid. So now I'm stupid.
So that's what I thought it was. Because when I was in Florida, I was like, why the fuck has everybody got these UFC hats on? And you thinking of?
Thinking Dana White gave that bitch a tassel and a rope. Nah. You know what? Don't make fun of me. Fuck you,
Randy. You're dumb. Aha! You proved the statistic
right. Gary, how do you
right.
spell figure?
F-I-N-G-E-R.
Damn.
Okay, well, got I'm glad him. You remember what I told you.
It don't matter. I spelled it. Good luck, bitch.
Nah, but like that sticker is dope. I want to do another one.
I'm going to buy $30 worth of Subway and text it to you.
Maybe you. We should do a whole like porn series. Who else would? I don't. Okay,
nobody
so,
would know who anybody
yeah, I don't
else
know
is.
Any of them. Yeah, I don't
know. Riley Reid is like she, the
is she Caucasian?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. So the thing is, Mia Khalifa was brown and she had nice titties and she was okay thing. Looking.
Like people what? Was hurt that no, it wasn't her like claim to fame. Like people would slide in her DMs and she would expose
Drake,
them.
But the thing is, she was already like on the upper echelon because she had got those death threats from ISIS for wearing a hijab.
Oh
doing
yeah,
the porno.
There was a lot of stuff. Okay, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that she went through to kind of like excel her.
I mean, I give it to her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, she's got the bazookas. It was like, because you got fake boobs, but you didn't get too fake of a boob, and your boobs look kind of natural. So
her
I'm like,
nipples are fucked up, though. They I like botched that. Her right nipple.
I like it. You know, give yeah, me the. I don't want a perfect titty. That. Have you ever looked at your girl's titty? Are they symmetrical?
Yeah.
Are they?
I mean,
I think that's
enough to the eye.
So what you're saying right now, I think that that's more of girls that are like more of a thicker girl. Okay,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Normal sized girls, I don't think that they have.
They don't
to
have.
Deal
a,
with
they don't
that,
have
yeah.
one lobby to. That makes
well,
sense.
Well, I mean,
no.
I get it though. I'm not
They're
talking
not
about
special.
Like lobbiness.
They're not special.
Special.
Wow, she not special.
I'm sorry, Kayla. You're not special.
You're not special.
That's not
quarantine
your wife's
radio.
Name,
quarantine.
I'm sorry, Randy.
I'm sorry.
Randy, your wife has nice boobs.
She has nice titties.
Oh, can I say that? I'm sorry. No, disrespect. No, Randy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I understand.
Okay.
Don't worry.
You got a picture of him? That's a joke.
Randy just got up. What is that, Randy?
Randy, don't put down an ow! No. Ouch, Randy. Ouch. Ouch.
But yeah, whoever's listening to this, because maybe we'll see who listens all the way to the end. Let's give them an assignment.
Mm.
Suck my dick.
No. Definitely. Like, what should our next slap be? Because at this point, we're kind of our slaps
are slapping.
Like the way that Walter did it, like the just the booty hustler. And we put different pictures. It's kind of almost like a Supreme thing now.
Not really, because he kind of like semi-recreates things. Because people always come in like, oh, how you do this without doing this? And it's just like.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. To everyone saying, you know, are we going to get sued, blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, straight up, we don't give a flying fuck. Stop fucking telling us that. If we get sued, we get sued.
That's how you do it. You
yeah,
know
we,
what I'm saying?
We literally don't give a fuck. So you don't have to say that.
And
no
the
one
stickers,
gives a fuck.
Too. Like, you won't go.
Yeah, she's gonna sue us over a $7 fucking sticker. Shut the fuck up.
That would be kind of like ass backwards. Imagine them, TMZ, Mia Khalifa suing booty hustlers for using her image. And people like, booty hustler.
What's a booty hustler?
That'd be backwards. That would be something that we would want.
I wish that she would try to sue us or send us a cease.
See, I want that.
Not her. We don't want that. You
no,
know.
We do. I want that. Yeah, that's publicity. That puts us on the map.
I second that. I got that Larry Flint mentality where I'm like, hey, all publicity is good publicity, player.
But maybe like we could tell them. I don't know why I was thinking about like doing Iron Man characters next.
I do want to do Iron Man. Do you want to do drunk Iron Man or regular Iron Man? So if you don't know, in the comic books, Iron Man has a heavy drinking problem, and it's caused him to go through a very, very dark path. So
I would like to do drinking just because I've been there before with other substances.
Ah, you are an alcoholic.
Nah,
not at all.
I'm not going to expose you.
That's the PP.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. No, I mean, about anything. I'll share. I don't give a fuck. I went through things. Everyone's went through things. Whoever, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, so we should do Iron. We should do Iron Man.
I'm down. You want to just do the whole,
like, just kind of with the same font, because those are the stickers that we do, like the ones that Walter came up with. Those sell the best.
Do you want to do Drunk Justice then? Is that what you want to do?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Well, we should do all the, like, the weird ass WB spinoffs of superhero shows, and just like
Static Shock.
Yeah,
shit.
We should use
that's DC. Characters. So we'd have to do like Freakazoid, Men in Black.
No, the Wayne live Head. The live action ones.
Oh, like Arrow,
like Supergirl. Oh, yes.
No, fuck that. Yes. I fucking hate those with a motherfucking.
Yeah,
passion.
They're trash. Yeah. That's why it would be funny.
I'll do that, and I'll replace every single person's face with the crying Michael Jordan.
Oh, we should do like. Afternoon cartoons, so like Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs,
Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, can we do Terrible Thunder Lizards?
What?
That was just like, it was like you got Bobby's World, Terrible Thunder Lizards,
Bobby's World Cats, is gangster.
Eek the Cat, and then
what channel was that on?
That was Channel 11. Oh, so like if you got like, if when I was home with the chicken pox, that's the kind of shit you would watch, like Sonic the Hedgehog, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, he did some Sonic the Hedgehogs, but those are like super half-assed.
No, those was
those are trash.
No, Randy,
they were trash. I remade that whole fucking
they
logo.
Were trash.
Fuck your life,
Randy. No, Randy. I'm Josh isn't nice. I appreciate.
Look, hey, I get it, because all it is just trying to riff the fucking same thing. But first of all, fuck you.
They were trash. Hey, you've done a lot of amazing work, but those Sonic the Hedgehog
bro,
stickers
you
were
going,
trash.
Bro, I'm going to put it like this. You going to, who's your favorite rapper, Randy? Who are some of your favorite rappers?
Yeah, you don't always hit, you know?
I like.
You going to have some misses.
Who's a shitty
you
rapper?
You can't name a rapper that's had an album that you can listen to every time, front and back. Then sometimes you skip some shit. What?
No, Jay-Z, Eminem, Young Jeezy's first album.
I'm taking all their catalogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you be like, Skip, Randy, you hit us with College Dropout. You gave us what's the second Kanye album? Registration, Late Registration. You gave us Graduation. Then you gave us 808 and the Heartbreak. And, I was like, all right, I could work with it. But I don't want to listen to it. But I'm going to listen to it because it's Kanye. It's like, you made a design. I'm going to fucks with it.
You almost perfectly impersonated Bernie Mac off of that shit.
I wasn't trying to.
I said, hey, Kanye.
But, no, that wasn't Bernie Mac. That was somebody else,
D-Ray
right?
Davis.
Yeah.
I met that dude.
My whole fucking life, I thought that was Bernie Mac.
No, I met him.
Kanye.
I thought it was, too.
Hollywood Ralph's, and I had got milk. He's like, nigga, what you doing with milk in your car? You know niggas can't drink milk. And I was like, You're the guy. He's like, yeah, it's me. I was like, he's like, what guy? And I was like, you're the guy from the Kanye West album. He's like, yeah, and I'm on Chance the Rapper's album. I was like, I don't listen to that. But what is that? Oh, let me see. You on this still? But yeah.
No, I just randomly.
That was this morning.
Thank you guys for joining us for our phone intermission.
We just doing some shit. It's just
reconnaissance.
It's funny. People are fake as fuck.
Fake. I got to pee.
You see how many are fake?
I'm not paying attention. This is just interesting.
It dropped.
It is. I'm gonna just leave it alone.
Right. That shit's so weird to me. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna just leave it alone. With that being, are we about to wrap this up?
I think it's been 2 hours.
It has. It's been a long time. Maybe like an hour or some change. You're going to turn it off. I'm like, we were on for 49 minutes.
Nah, it was way longer.
You're like, wait, I wasn't recording. I'm Josh.
This was an interesting episode. We'll see how the sponsors like this talk.
Fergie pissed herself on stage one time.
Talking about all them dicks again.
Fergie.
What?
Randy, go home.
All right, that's it. Bye.
Bye.